Chapter 3. A Change of Masters. We must have traveled several miles through the dark and dismal wood when we came suddenly upon a dense village built high among the branches of the trees. As we approached it, my escort broke into wild shouting, which was immediately answered from within, and a moment later a swarm of creatures of the same strange race as those who had captured me poured out to meet us. Again I was the center of a wildly chattering horde. I was pulled this way and that, pinched, pounded, and thumped until I was black and blue. Yet I do not think that their treatment was dictated by either cruelty or malice. I was a curiosity, a freak, a new plaything, and their childish minds required the added evidence of all their senses to back up the testimony of their eyes. Presently they dragged me within the village, which consisted of several hundred rude shelters of boughs and leaves supported upon the branches of the trees. Between the huts, which sometimes formed crooked streets, were dead branches and the trunks of small trees, which connected the huts upon one tree to those within adjoining trees. The whole network of huts and pathways forming an almost solid flooring a good 50 feet above the ground. I wondered why these agile creatures required connecting bridges between the trees, but later, when I saw the motley aggregation of half-savage beasts which they kept within their village, I realized the necessity for the pathways. There were a number of the same vicious wolf-dogs, which we had left worrying the Dririth, and many goat-like animals, whose distended udders explained the reason for their presence. My guard halted before one of the huts,